Welcome to the Korea Herald podcast. 이번 주도 코리아 헤럴드는 여러분과 함께합니다. 혹시 저희 팟캐스트를 들으면서 직접 콘텐츠를 만들어보고 싶다는 생각 해본 적 있으신가요? 그렇다면 팟캐스트를 가장 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있는 무료 플랫폼 스포티파이 포 팟캐스터를 소개합니다. 핸드폰이나 컴퓨터에서 바로 녹음부터 편집까지 다양한 배경음악과 효과음을 사용해 여러분도 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있습니다. 애플 및 구글 팟캐스트 등 여러 다른 플랫폼에 한 번에 배포하고 관리할 수도 있어요. 스포티파이 포 팟캐스터 앱을 다운로드 받고 지금 바로 시작해보세요.
Welcome to the Korea Herald podcast for Monday. Joining me today is Beth from the copy editing desk. Hello, Beth.
Hi, Ginny. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Look at the tone difference between compared to last week. Mm-hmm. So let's get right into the article.
Okay.
네, 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트에 오신 걸 환영합니다. 이번 주 제가 새롭게 준비한 기사들은요. 솔로 남녀들을 위해 만남을 주선하고 있는 절과 지자체들에 대한 기사들이고요. 들어가기 전에 베스와 함께 읽고 오겠습니다.
Can't get a date? Try a temple or city hall. On a chilly Saturday afternoon, a group of people dressed in Buddhist vests and pants strolled slowly around the pagoda at Jogesa. Making wishes and touring different corners of the Buddhist temple in Jongno-gu, Seoul. The 20 men and women were participating in a dating temple stay. They were gathered for the purpose of finding potential romantic partners over the weekend. When the 10 male participants settled into their seats in a row with a large table at the center, the 10 female participants followed suit, facing them. At first, an awkward tension hung in the air. Not making eye contact, most just gazed into empty space. During the first self-introduction, nervous voices and blushing became noticeable. With the guidance of a relationship coach, however, the event gradually warmed up.
네, 첫 번째 문단을 보시면요. On a chilly Saturday afternoon, 어느 쌀쌀한 토요일 오후, a group of people dressed in Buddhist vests and pants strolled slowly around a pagoda at Jogesa. 불교식 조끼와 바지를 입은 사람들이 서울 종로구에 위치한 조계사탑 주변을 천천히 걸어 다니면서 making wishes and touring different corners of the Buddhist temple in 종로구 Seoul. 소원을 빌며 사찰 곳곳을 돌아봤다. 여기서 나오는 chilly라는 단어는 쌀쌀한 혹은 추운이고요. dressed in은 옷을 입고 그리고 strolled는 한가로이 산책하다라는 의미를 갖고 있습니다. So the term chilly is cold, crispy, frosty.
Yeah.
Not the chilly. Oh my god, it's so like chilly.
Yeah, yeah. It
does. 매운 chilly, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. That's right, that's right. Chilly with a Y and two L's. And yeah, it describes the weather that we're having right now in December. Yeah.
And dressed in is clad in something, sported in something, mm-hmm. describing what you're wearing, your outfit.
Yeah, that's right. You know, so someone who's wearing clothes. Actually, just to add, you can also use dressed for like to describe a salad. So like, you know, the salad can be served with dressed leaves, right? So it means like you actually put some, you know, like sauce on the salad. So yeah, that's what it usually means when you say a dressed salad.
And strolled is wander, take a walk. Mm-hmm. Walking around slowly.
Yeah, that's right. So it means just to walk in a relaxed way. Mm-hmm.
그리고 두 번째 문단을 보시면요. The 20 men and women were participating in a dating temple stay. 20명의 남녀들은 일명 템플 데이트에 참여한 참석자들이다. They were gathered for the purpose of finding potential romantic partners over the weekend. 그들은 자신들의 미래 애인을 찾기 위해 주말에 모였다. 여기서 나오는 participate, participating은 뭐뭐에 참여하다이고요. gather, gathered는 모이다. a romantic partner은 연애 상대입니다. So the term participating is to engage in something, joining something or getting involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to take part in an action or some kind of activity. So mm-hmm. thousands of people participated in a nationwide strike. They took part in something.
And the term gather is to come together for something or get together for something or like assemble, you know, like Avengers assemble, like come together for something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, come together or to assemble or to accumulate something.
And the term romantic partner is obviously, you know, like someone's lover or other half. Other half is a bit cheesy, but or like girlfriend or boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, basically an intimate partner.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, while we're on this topic, I actually edited this article, and that was actually a quote saying that this felt like a dating reality show. And
It is. Yeah. Like a one-day dating reality show.
Right, right. Mm. And I wanted to ask you, are you a fan of dating reality shows, and which one is your favorite?
So, yes, I'm a dating reality show fan. So last year, I was really into this program called 환승연애. I think it's called Exchange Love in English, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, I think
or
so.
Or Transfer Love. If you translate it, it's Transfer Love. But I was really a big fan of that.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, and season three is coming up. 환승연애 season three is, I think it's coming out on like the last week of December.
Mm-hmm. And so is Singles Inferno.
And apparently a famous basketball player, like a Korean basketball player, is on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So that is pretty interesting.
Yeah, I have to say, though, I do like dating reality shows, Korean dating reality shows, but to me, they sort of fail the reality part test for me, because...
What do you mean by the reality part?
I don't know. It's like, if you look up whether a lot of these couples, so-called couples, have stayed together after the show.
All right, true.
It seems like a lot of them don't really stay together. That being said, my favorite reality show, dating show, is actually Love After Divorce. In Korean, it's 돌 singles. Yeah, and their latest season was really fun because it was...
The Kyopo, yeah, the Korean-American
the version. The Korean-American versions, yeah. And I felt like that show was quite... This season was quite genuine. And
really?
Yeah, I think a lot of the couples were truly interested in finding, you know, like a lifelong partner. So I do recommend that. But it's maybe for an older demographic, so yeah.
Have you ever watched 나는 솔로? I'm solo.
Yes, I have, actually. I think that show is pretty intense. Everybody there is really trying to get married. So, yeah, that's a little bit too real for me, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
So apart from the dating program, I guess, I think I'm also into, like, not into, but I do watch dramas or Korean movies or, like, even, like, Western Hollywood movies or dramas that kind of are based on romantic settings.
Mm-hmm.
So recently I started watching a drama called My Demon.
Oh.
My Demon.
Is that
it's airing on SBS every Friday and Saturday night.
Okay.
And featuring Song Gang.
Oh.
And actress Kim Yoo Jung.
Oh wow. Okay.
Actually I'm watching it because of Song Gang, to be honest.
Okay.
Yes.
Your dream romantic partner?
No, not my dream romantic partner. I mean, because, you know, he's just really, you know, his looks.
Okay.
To be frank.
Yeah. It's always nice to have something good to look at.
Yes.
Anyways,
so if you go back to the article, 세 번째 문단을 보시면요. When the 10 male participants settle into their seats in a row with a large table at the center, 남성 참가자 10명이 중앙에 위치한 큰 테이블을 두고 일렬로 앉자, the 10 female participants followed suit facing them. 여성 참가자 10명도 그들을 마주보며 따라갔다. At first, 처음에는 an awkward tension hung in the air. 어색함과 긴장감이 감돌았다. Not making eye contact, 서로 눈도 마주치지 않은 채 most gazed into empty space, 빈 공간을 응시했다. 여기서 나오는 settle into는요, 뭐뭐 자리 잡다라는 의미이고요. follow suit은 방금 남이 한 대로 따라하다, 그리고 awkward는 어색한, 그리고 gaze는 바라보다라는 의미를 갖고 있습니다. So I think the term follow suit could be new to some of the listeners. So could you explain what the word means?
So it means to conform to another's actions or to, like, if you think about the word follow, right, mm-hmm. it means to kind of repeat mm-hmm. or to, like, replicate something. And, yeah, to follow suit means basically you kind of someone goes ahead and does something and then you do the same thing. So, for example, the U.S. cut its interest rate and then the Bank of Korea followed suit, mm-hmm. meaning the Bank of Korea cut its interest rate as well. It followed what the U.S. Fed did.
And could settle into mean like land on something very well, or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when you say I settled in or I settled into something, it means that you feel comfortable somewhere, like in a new home or new job. So I'm settled into my new job, or I'm settled into my new neighborhood.
And gaze is like to stare at something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gaze is one of those words. It's an interesting nuance. It doesn't mean stare. It means to look steadily and intently at something, sometimes in admiration, surprise, or deep thought. So he gazed at her with love, meaning that he really looked at her very intently with love, right? Or it can be negative too, like she gazed at him with disdain, you know? So it's a neutral word, but it just basically means to look, but in a very intentional way.
그리고 마지막 문단을 보시면요. During the first self-introduction, 처음 자기소개를 할 때 nervous voices and blushing became noticeable. 긴장된 목소리와 참가자들의 얼굴이 붉어지는 게 눈에 띄었다. With the guidance of a relationship coach, however, 하지만 코치의 지도 아래, 연애 코치의 지도 아래 the event gradually warmed up. Blushing은 얼굴을 붉히다라는 의미를 갖고 있고요. Noticeable은 뭐뭐가 뚜렷하게 보이다. 그리고 warm up은 잘 작동될 수 있도록 적당히 열이 오르다라는 의미를 갖고 있습니다. So blush is like, you know, when you're, you know, it's like the makeup blush, right? It's like when your face turn a bit red or mm-hmm. like pink mm-hmm. when you are embarrassed or,
yeah,
I guess, or shy.
Yeah, or you feel kind of like, yeah, shamed about something. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, exactly. Like blush is a noun. It refers to the cosmetic blush. But, yeah, it's also a verb, right? So I blushed out of shyness. Like, you know, so, your face just gets red. And it also actually can mean like pink, actually, or pale red. So you can say, oh, the trees are filled with blushing blossoms, right? So that means they're kind of pink or red. Kind of pale reddish blossoms.
And noticeable is when something is pretty visible, something is very evident.
Mm-hmm, yeah, like easily seen or noticed or very clear or apparent. So there was a noticeable increase in staff motivation, for example.
But this, just by reading this, I can just feel the awkwardness from here, you know, sitting down. It's like, you know, you have to be surrounded by men you don't even know, mm-hmm. girls you don't even know, mm-hmm. vying to, like, you know, like, get this man.
Well, so I have a question. Would you ever do a temple, dating temple
stay? No.
Okay, like, what about, never. And we didn't include this in the mm-hmm. article, but for listeners who are interested, this article also talks about City Hall organizing mm-hmm. similar meetups, right?
No, I would just rather resort to, you know, like those, what do you call it? 결혼 정보 회사?
Oh, matchmaking?
I'd rather go to that rather than going to this.
Oh, a matchmaking company.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see.
More credible, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I see
worth
those.
My money.
Yeah, I think I see a lot of those ads mm-hmm. on the subway.
Yeah.
There's Duo.
Duo.
Right? And then I think, I saw some interesting apps, too. I saw an app called Goldspoon. I don't know if that's an app or if it's a service. Yeah, but very interesting title. Name for a matchmaker, but yeah. I mean, they're expensive though, right? How much is it for?
Depends. Mm-hmm. There's like 1,000,000 won, and there's like a
Yeah.
Plus alpha.
Yeah, yeah. I heard like they can get quite expensive.
Yes. 네, 그럼 기사 마무리하기 전에 베스와 함께 다시 읽고 오겠습니다.
Can't get a date? Try a temple or city hall. On a chilly Saturday afternoon, a group of people dressed in Buddhist vests and pants strolled slowly around the pagoda at Jogesa, making wishes and touring different corners of the Buddhist temple in Jongno-gu, Seoul. The 20 men and women were participating in a dating temple stay. They were gathered for the purpose of finding potential romantic partners over the weekend. When the 10 male participants settled into their seats in a row with a large table at the center, the 10 female participants followed suit, facing them. At first, an awkward tension hung in the air. Not making eye contact, most just gazed into empty space. During the first self-introduction, nervous voices and blushing became noticeable. With the guidance of a relationship coach, however, the event gradually warmed up.
Thank you for tuning in with the Korea Herald.
Thank you, everyone. I hope that...